All right, listen up. Today's gonna be a story from me and my begrudgingly friendly friend. Oh, of course it's me. Come on, kid. You know you want a story from me, not this loser over here. You're the loser, you winged freak. No, that's what they say when they're jealous. Don't pay attention to him. He'll learn when he gets older. What's that supposed to mean? Damn dumbass. Anyways, you know, once upon a time, I was out on a mission, and I was being ultra cool, plus ultra cool. And I just zoomed across the sky with my explosion glory, and I was like, yeah, I'm ground zero, and I'm cool, and all that. Would you just get to the point? I mean, come on. It's one thing to be full of yourself, but shut up! I don't care about that. Listen. Well, now you're throwing me off. Anyways, I just taken down a villain, and, well, it's not that simple. Okay, I took down three villains. Exaggerations. You know, I'll believe you. Believe you. What do you think, kid? You know what? My teddy bear would never believe you. Anyways, yeah, took down three whole villains. And we was about to bag him and put him back to the station and... I bumped into you. Well, what can you say? You were flying high in my territory. And I didn't see you coming around that corner. Anyone could make a mistake like that. I mean, come on. It wouldn't take a dumbass like you to, get in my way, right? Listen. Anyways, we were going, and then the heroes, the villains, they got escaped because I bumped into them and I dropped the net. And it was troublesome, because you can't think of your words, right? Come on, kid. Basically, what happened is he dropped it. He messed up. I don't remember there being three villains. Shut up! There were three villains! Anyways, well, the point is, we had to go find him, and I was pissed at that man for... He made me mess up! I never mess up!
Don't know about that. And, you know, it's...
What's that supposed to mean? Anyways, okay... We were searching together, searching for these villains in downtown, and it was a special part of town where there was a festival going on, which made it more difficult because there was a lot of people. Anyways, we were going downtown and making our way there, and we couldn't find... Where two of them went. The first one was knocked out cold by the fall. The other ones used the first one as a cushion.
Yeah, I still don't think there was three, man. Well, the way I saw it, those two buggers, they were getting away. Couldn't let that happen. So, shot some feathers and...
Hey, it didn't go that way. They obviously dodged the feathers.
Did they really know?
You're... Shut up! It wasn't like that. Look, they dodged the feathers and went, and they decided to do a thing.
Oh, so descriptive, man. So descriptive. This is why everybody doesn't simp for you anymore.
Hey! Hey! Hey, that's not how it works! You dumbass! I'm still number one sometimes!
Ooh, sometimes. Yikes.
Sorry. Okay, listen. Okay, they dodged the feathers and we went around the corner.
And wouldn't you know it, we had to do the same thing over again and...
No! They were behind cover this time and threw a grenade.
Oh, okay. A grenade. Gonna be effective against you, man? Yeah, didn't think so.
It was a special grenade, damn it! Okay, look, the grenade was, an anti-Bakugo grenade.
So then I just walked past it?
There's an explanation here. Anyways,
They're okay, we made it past the grenade. And we zoomed around the corner, and they weren't there. There was a crowd of people, and there was a free dumpling sale. We had to decide which one to go to.
Ah, screw it. I'm gonna take the free dumplings. We can get them later.
That's not very heroic of you. Anyways, so we split up there, and Hawks went to this dumpling thing, and I kept chasing them like a dutiful hero would.
Eh, suit yourself. I take my time with things. No need to rush. See, that comes with experience, right?
Yeah, no. I go straight for them, take them down, and that's how it works. Anyways, they gave me trouble around the next corner, and didn't help that they could transform, and then I realized something. I realized something that I should have realized before.
Yeah, that you probably should have waited for me.
No, not that. It was that one of them was actually Coda in a trench coat.
Well, that's one way to fry a chicken. So what did you do, Big Man Bakugo?
I was a little nervous because it was Coda. And then Coda said something. It went like... And I was trying to make sense of it. But I don't speak cats. So things didn't go well. And then I had to...
get help from me. And we decided to tie the cat up.
What? You can't just take down Coda like that. He's practically a raid boss.
Yeah, I agree. He's a raid boss.
Wait, what? How did you get here?
Looks like it's a party, right? Well... so, you know, kid, it didn't exactly go down that way, but, Coda the cat was a bit too much for us to take down, yeah, So we needed to enlist the help of the, the entire hero department, and, Coda grew into a giant cat, and, that didn't go very well.
What? I don't remember him growing into a giant cat! Are we from two different timelines or something?
Yeah, maybe. You sound like you could be from the crazy one.
You're the one that's crazy.
Hey, I'm still here! Oh, sorry. That wasn't the right time, right? What? Oh, hi! Hey, everybody! Yeah. I'm here. And then I pet Coda with four fingers and my art glove, and then I said, "You will be my second in command!" And I laughed like All Might. Okay. And how is he gonna get a kiss? Anyways.
But guys, then I give a kiss.
No, not you. Get out of here. We're gaming buddies, not in real life.
How are you just gonna hijack my story like that?
Don't you mean our story? Come on, kid. You know it's my story, really. Anyways, the Giant Coda event was legendary. It took 300 heroes from 600 different departments to take down this guy. And of course, it didn't go well, because Coda was just going... when he got real big and stuff, and then things just went... it got real big. And, that's kind of the thing, because, you know, just between you and me, kid, that Coda guy, I guess he's a cat, but, you know, he's kind of scary.
Ha! You get it! Yeah, you get it! You're a loser! Ha ha ha!
Like, you could take him down easier?
I think he's good! I mean, come on, look at that! He grew as big as an office building! I mean, not just a normal building, it's not like a two-story building, it's an office building! Like, come on! That's a big cat! That's a really big cat! That's like a bigger cat than I've ever seen in my life! I don't know about you, but big cats, they're just really cool. And he was stomping on the buildings and swish-washing his tail, and his little kitty ears went twatch-twatch, and then everything was blowing up.
And, I was responsible for blowing things up to try and, you know, stop him. I may have destroyed a few buildings and tipped them over on him. And I had to pay for that later. Don't remind me. It was a lot of damage, man. A lot of damage. Save me, teddy bear. It's just a small loan. Anyways, now for a word from our sponsors. Make sure you take care of your giant cat, or else if you try and steal, it just doesn't work.
I could deal with him, personally. And, well, I came out of nowhere and made sure to try and communicate with Coda, but he said he was going and chasing after the magical leaf that was flying away when he got caught up in a villain's heist, and then he had to wear a trench coat, so he stretched out on top of other cats that he managed to be friends with, and they all made a cat in a trench coat that disguised itself as a human, and that's how they did the heist, and they intentionally got caught by Bakugo. Yeah, it was a special... Anyways, he was angry because Bakugo was making accusations of him being a villain, and...
Hey! It wasn't exactly an accusation. He did do the thing!
Like I was saying, he was making accusations.
Well, you know, if he was making accusations, what does it really matter? We don't really care about that, right?
I mean, you could totally... Oh, hello there. You could totally zap him. I mean, that's what I was trying to do. Until things didn't go so well and, well, I zapped myself and went stupid and went... And that was it for me. Well, almost it for me because I snapped out of it and I was like, oh, yeah, Buzzy Beautiful Sunshine Nugget, I'm going to take him down in the most pika-pika way. But then Coda stepped on me. No, I was just out for a little while, because Coda has a very soft foot, you know? Wait, that doesn't sound like Coda. I mean, come on, look at him. His foot looks like it would at least crush something with a giant pillow, kind of.
You know, sometimes I wonder where we're going with all this. I mean, where did Coda go from there? I mean, between me and you, kid? I think taking down Coda was too big of a task. After all, it took those 300 heroes from 600 agencies, and from then on, it became known as the day Coda got really, really big.
He just kind of walked over to the mountain and got a flower off it and then became small again.
Same difference. Who really cares?
I care, because that doesn't make a very good story, damn it!
Well, it's the truth, so...
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I mean, come on. What's gonna happen then?
Well, of course, after that happened, after Coda decided to become small, things went to the better, because we managed to calm Bakugo down, and the building destruction wasn't done for all the right reasons.
Hey, it wasn't what it looks like.
Well, despite what it looks like, the court definitely found you guilty of those charges, so I suggest you get working on those 3,000 years of community service. I mean, you can get 1 or 2 years out of the way real quick.
No, don't remind me. Wait.
Well, and of course, you couldn't forget about me. Mia Moore, we had a lot of things we had to talk about, especially what to do with Bakugo. So I tied him up and made sure that no matter what, he couldn't get away from his duties. And, of course, we couldn't just leave it at that, so I started taping up the buildings. It wasn't an easy task. I used way more tape than I've ever used before. But let me tell you, Miyamoto, it was something that made me feel good. Seeing all my tape on those buildings, it made people understand that I'm serious business, you know? And so, that's how the Great Coda disaster was solved.
No. It didn't end there. There was something else, and... This chicken is over here. I'm not going to let him lie anymore, so... Guess that's it.
And then we all had an ice cream party at my place. Let's go! And the ice cream party was filled with magical unicorns and dreams and everything. And we decided to have that unicorn good party forever and all lived happily ever after in the magical castle far away in the clouds.
Hey! What the hell? You came out of nowhere, you damn Deku!
Kachan, you have community service to get to, don't you?
No, don't remind me. Hey, don't do it. Don't do it. Come on. I'll work you a deal. Don't turn me in. No, it's not like that.
It's time, Bakugo. My dear friend, you need to do community service. And for 3 easy payments of $19.95... Nope, you can't get out of this one, I'm afraid. 3,000 years of community service!
No, you gotta be kidding me. No, don't do it. No, you gotta save me, Deku.
Sorry, Kachan. I can't exactly save you. It's your duty.
Why do you seem so happy about it? Damn Deku betraying me.
No, someone... Anyone?
Wait, Todoroni Alfredo, get over here!
Oh, I'm here. I am here. Wait, no. I'm not here to sell you insurance this time. But I am here to tell you there's no escape.
What? I thought we were friends! No, save me!